It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
To be alive this morning. It's another beautiful day, and what a privilege indeed to be among the living this morning. So we want to take that second. It's our norm on this show. I want to take a second to just appreciate the King of Glory and thank him for another opportunity to fellowship with him. So if you are happy to be alive this morning, I wanted to take your time and just say, Abba, we are grateful. Just thank him and tell him what you are grateful for. For me, I'm grateful for life, and I am grateful for family. Just mention the things you're grateful for this morning. If you are just joining us, if this is your first time of joining us, I want to welcome you to our devotional. This is the time of the day where we gather to learn one or two things from the throne of our Master, from the table of our Lord Jesus Christ, where he gives us his word from his heart. And if you're a frequent on the show, you know how we do it. It's time to tell somebody, to tell another person, to tell another person that it is time for our devotion. So just share with one or two people this morning and let them know that it is time to listen to the word of God. Mary never took this moment for granted, because she knew that every single moment was indeed a blessing. There was always a rhema for her to get. And on this show, there is always something for you to take as a weapon for the day. Remember, the word is like a lamp unto our feet. So that is why we take it very, very, very importantly for the day. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, Open Heaven Hour, we make use of our Open Heaven devotional manual written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, who is the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the 29th day in the month of June 2024, and it's the last Saturday in the month. Jesus, we want to say thank you. Today we'll be looking at a topic that says, who do people say you are? Who do people say you are? A hymn for today will be hymn 23 from our Open Heaven devotional. Take my life and let it be. Take my life and let it be. A memory verse for today will be taken from the book of Matthew chapter 16 verse 13. Matthew chapter 16 verse 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Let's take that again. Matthew chapter 16, verse 13. Matthew chapter 16, verse 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Our Bible reading for today will be taken from the book of Matthew chapter 16, from verse 13 to 16. Matthew chapter 16, from verse 13 to 16. Are you with your Bibles now? Matthew chapter 16. From verse 13 to verse 16. When Peter came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked. When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" So they said, "Some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our open heaven manual says, today's topic is a question you must be conscious of. In today's Bible reading, Jesus asked his disciples whom people said he was. He wasn't confused about his identity. He knew who he was, but he was concerned about how people perceived him. You must be conscious of how people perceive you too. People will only relate with you based on what they think about you and not what you think about yourself. When my father in the Lord was alive, company executives will come to him for his opinion whenever they needed to hire staff for their company. They will say things like, "Sir, brother so-and-so in your church has applied for a role in our company. What do you think about him?" Sometimes he would clearly reply, "That brother, well, he says he is a Christian." However, when they ask about someone who is truly born again, he would say that brother is a Christian. There is a difference between who you claim to be and who you really are. There are two kinds of people whose perception of you you must take seriously. The first are people who know you but are not in your inner circle. They may not be close to you, but they are very observant. They can build a perception about you from the things you say and do. Their perception may not be true, but as far as they are concerned, that is the true you. Therefore, you should endeavor not to make a mistake that will give them a wrong impression of you. The second set of people are those in your inner circle. In today's Bible reading, the fellow who knew the real identity of Jesus was one of the people in his inner circle, Simon Peter. This tells us clearly that those who know us the best are the ones closest to us. Who does your spouse say you are? What about your children? These are people who know you more than anyone else, and their opinion must be very valuable to you. I have always said it, the reason some ministers' children are wayward is because they know who their parents are. They hear them preach one thing on the altar and see them do something else at home. This confuses them and draws them far from God their parents claim to serve. You can pretend to people outside, but you cannot pretend to your family members. Today's Open Heaven comes with an action point that says, look for people within your inner circle or will not lie to you. Let them tell you their perception of you. Look for people within your inner circle who will not lie to you. Let them tell you their perception of you. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word today in Jesus' name. If today's Open Heaven has blessed you, and kindly do us a favor. By sharing this, you might just be saving the life of somebody and saving the person's soul. To view all our past and current Open Heaven devotional manuals, you can visit our website at www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on our podcast and you'll be able to view all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on the share button and share with somebody today. And if you would like to listen to us live, this airs 7 a.m. every morning. So you can join us from wherever, whenever, with your Praise Palace mobile app. With your Praise Palace radio mobile app. Or you can listen on our radio station on the website. You can listen to us live. Till you hear my voice again, please do remain blessed and have a very wonderful day. God bless you.